Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. Can you name a former Sitka resident who, while riding in the U.S. Cavalry in 1907, rode alongside of General Sherman's son and General Robert E. Lee's son? Who saw Wilbur and Orville Wright fly in person? Who grew hothouse grapes in Alaska? Who was a trapper, hunter, fisherman, and mink farmer? A jeweler who crafted a replica of King Tut's bracelet? A mountain climber with a mountain named after him? A traveler who circled the globe twice by freighter? Yet this man is most famous for rowing a 13-foot skiff after its motor failed with him and wife Clotilde aboard, down Chatham Strait for 5 non-stop grueling hours, bucking wind and current for 10 miles before arriving safely at Baranoff Warm Springs at age 97. To top this, he became the oldest person on record to recover from hip replacement surgery. Finally, to celebrate living more than a century, he wrote a book about his life, The First 100 Years. Of course, this is Fred Behovic. Fred first came to Alaska in 1912 with his friend Frank, with the intention of living off the land. While in Wrangell, Fred and Frank made friends with two Russians named Big Jack and Little Jack. Come fall, the four sailed over to Farmer's Bay to spend the winter trapping. Well, as expected, when you pile a bunch of men into a small cabin in the woods, practical jokes will happen. Big Jack, Little Jack, and Frank loved their cigarettes, but they did not wisely ration their stash for winter. Now, Fred hated it when the boys smoked then and threw their cigarette butts on the cabin floor, but he hated it even more when his friends resorted to retrieving those grungy butts off the floor to smoke come midwinter. So Fred thought to himself, I'll fix them. One day, when Frank and the Jacks went out to check traps, Fred stayed home. He picked yellow moss from the trees, browned it in the oven, and put it in an old Prince Albert tobacco can. When the guys came back that evening, they were so excited to see a can of undiscovered tobacco, they rolled a cigarette the size of a cigar and blissfully puffed away, not realizing they weren't smoking tobacco. Pretty soon, however, the smokers all started throwing up. When asked if he ever told them what he did, Fred smirked, No, not to this day. They'd have killed me. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.